What do these changes mean, Bruce? People can retake the tests? Isn't that a good thing?
It seems like it could be a good thing. I think it generates as many questions as answers. I think the big one is, what will colleges do? Are they going to actually accept these scores if they are taken over multiple days in single sections? So I think that's the first big question that we're sort of all waiting for.
Is there any advantage to retaking part of the test as opposed to just retaking the whole test? Because right now, you can retake the whole test, can't you?
You absolutely can, Susan. That's really my question, and I'm not yet convinced that single section retesting is even going to be a wise strategy. Students certainly have been retaking the SAT and ACT a couple of times, and we see marginal improvements a second time and maybe a third time, but it's sort of diminishing returns. I'm not so sure it's going to make sense that students opt out of those other three sections, let's say, and just target that first section and forego the opportunity to potentially improve on those other sections that they're opting out of. So we'll have to see.
Bruce, right now, the University of California system, the regents, are considering not requiring the SAT anymore. Can you just log in with us and tell us what you might think about that?
That's a game changer. That's, I think, even the bigger story going on in testing right now. If the UCs move to go test optional, they're the largest consumer of college admission test scores in the country. We've already seen a movement where over 1,000 colleges across the country have gone test optional. People are waiting to see if the UC shoe drops, and if it does, that'll really send, I think, shivers throughout the through the testing world.
If they don't use the SAT, what are they going to use to judge students' abilities?
Well, they still use the SAT and ACT as sort of a complement to the more primary piece of evidence of readiness, and that's the high school transcript. So we continue to emphasize to families that's really where their primary focus should be. The day in and day out effort and performance in the classroom in high school continues to be the greatest predictor of how students are going to continue to perform in college. So they'll just look deeper into the academic record, the transcript, and then some of the co-curricular aspects that the UC values.
Bruce, how much different is the SAT from the ACT? They've both been around a long time.
They have been, and that's a great question, because 10 or 15 years ago, those differences were more pronounced. The SAT has its roots in had its roots originally in aptitude, whereas the ACT was really an achievement test, testing sort of what students have learned, whereas the SAT was trying to test someone's so-called cognitive potential. But in the last 5 years or so, as the SAT went through a radical redesign, we've seen the two tests really converge. There's been such fierce competition between the two tests, it's almost gotten personal with them, that they've sort of mimicked one another so that they can kind of say that, you know, everything our competitor has, we have as well. So the differences are less extreme than they were even 5 years ago.